Welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. Today, we are delighted to be joined by STK Samori midfielder Nikita Vasilev. Nikita, how are you doing today?
Hi guys, hi listeners. I'm quite good. Little bit early morning, but it's daily routine every time. Every day need to wake up at this time, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think this is the earliest podcast we've ever recorded, so it's that's a record for us.
It seemed like a good idea at the time,
So first question, you started your career at Nummer United. It's quite a renowned academy in Estonia. How good would you compare that academy with other academies in Estonia?
I think that Nome United has a very good system. I think it's, I would say even it's the first systemized academy in Estonia, because they know what they are doing. They're doing a big project for a few years, and as I know, a lot of youngsters want to be there, and I really appreciated their job, how they did this, from young age till men. They try to give the chance to youngsters also to play as more for men's football, and it's very good.
Do you feel like other clubs could follow the Nummer United model?
Sure, it would be great if we had a lot of academies through Estonia that have the same opinion, the same system. Because not in all team they give a chance to show them up for the youngsters, like they don't trust them or stuff. But yeah, the Nome United system I think is the best one, so I would suggest for sure to parents, to everyone, if they have a little boy who wants to become a football player, so it's a good start to start from there.
Do you feel like it for you, because afterwards you went to Levadia, do you think it helped you starting at Nomo rather than like just starting at Levadia?
I think because if I'm not mistaken, already at 15 years old, I had the chance to play senior team. And if we compare to Levadia, yes, Levadia, as a men's football, is better. They are stronger. They are right now in Premier League. Nome United is in a second division by level. If I would be in the Levadia in the same age, I think I wouldn't have a chance to prove myself in men's team.
What's the difference to going from, so you were playing with the first team of Nummer United and then to the under 21s of Levadia? What is the difference between the two?
In overall, there is no big difference, because Nome United and Levadia U21 at that time were in the same league. So I was comfortable in this league. For sure, it's as it's known, our second division and first division have a big difference in level. Because if you look every time, one team from second division jumps in the first division, and usually they drop up because the difference between these leagues are a little bit different. So for me, overall, nothing changed that I joined to U21. Maybe yes, different team, different staff members, but level the same. And also what I liked about Levadia U21, that we had a good youngsters team. In first my year when I was there, we showed a good level of football, and we got second place, so it was perfect start there.
When you were playing for Nummer United, did you feel like you could play at a higher level? Was it like for you, did it feel like easy? Was it challenging or?
First years when I started, I wouldn't say like that, because I was player of rotation. One time I was on the bench, second time in the starting lineup. But the longer I stayed in Nome United, the more I was used to the league. Yes, it came already little bit easier. But if a football agent would look at me in this league, he wouldn't say that I'm something special. Like, it will be hard. I'm just lucky that at that time in Levada was my brother coach who invited me because he was looking at my games and he knew what kind of a player I am.
When you made your Premier League debut for Levadia, could you really see like the difference in quality between that and Esaliga?
My debut was against Legion team, so it wasn't like the best team in the league, but still you feel the difference because you have different teammates by the quality. They have another understanding of football. So you come onto the pitch, you're at first time you're very nervous because it's something new for you. And the second time you try like get in this the match because you don't understand really what your teammates want. Maybe nominate that you could take more on yourself, like for the football to do something. But there you need to be like opposite. You need to listen to others what they want to you to do on the pitch. So, like also like in overall there wasn't a big difference if you compare with debut match. But if you take another match like Flora by the Nomekalo, there you see a quality of players.
How so before we talk about Levadia, I'll quickly ask like Legion are like the last team I think who have managed to actually stay in the league when they've been promoted, and then everyone else who comes up from Esaliga goes straight back down. How do you or what do you think like the Estonian FA could do about that to try and make it a bit more competitive?
Good question. Like this, I haven't been thinking what they can do. Maybe to do less teams or stuff, but I think it's just maybe in bigger percentages the problem of the club who comes up like because of their politics. Usually the clubs who come from second division to the first, they want to play with youngsters as much as they can so they could develop at one point is good, like for players. From there, they can move to bigger clubs in Estonia or maybe abroad. But at the same time, if the club wants to stay, they need like to do transfers and buy some experienced guys who know how to play in the first division.
Kind of want to, we'll kind of stay on that. Do you feel that foreigners help the game in Estonia, like having the foreign input coming, kind of like what Paide are doing with Gambia? Or do you feel like that Estonian clubs should focus purely on the Estonian youth players, kind of like what the Esaliiga clubs do when they come up?
So these foreign players also like if you look at statistics, they are not a good way to bring them all the time because you don't know what you can bring. You can bring some lazy guy and you can bring like a superstar like Cisse who came to Paide and went to San Paoli. So it's like a little bit of lottery, so. Like if you look at the Latvian league, our neighbors, then they don't have limits at foreigner players, if I'm not mistaken. So usually all the teams in Latvia, top teams, they have only foreign players. In Estonia we have limits, 8 players. So Levadia and Paide, for example, they use this like maximum. They try to bring foreign players to complete the squad to make it better. Yes, maybe for youngsters. Like for me, it was a little bit hard to compete with them. But if for the team it's good, then why not? Why not?
So going back to when you played for Levadia, in 2023 you played 34 games. How did you feel that was for your development?
Like it was a great year, I think, at Levadia. Because first year 2022, I had only 8 games at the end of the season, and then 23 year I played one game on the bench, one game in starting lineup. For me, it was a very good development. I could I was like Kuro Toros trusted in me. It was like a pleasure, but Sometimes I played different positions. I played midfielder, I played left winger, right winger. So maybe it was a little bit something new for me. But yes, in overall, it was a good season for me that I could play a lot of minutes and get experience.
The year that Livadia lost the title to Flora in like the last few games,
Yeah.
how did that feel?
Of course, it feels badly to lose title because you're playing the team who only looks on the title. There is no other options. You want to win title. You want to play after next season in Champions League qualification rounds. But it was like, how to say, just we lost title not because Flora was a good team. Like, no, there is no question they are a good team, but we lost because of our mistakes. That's it. We lose points to the teams that we don't have to lose points. And that's why the title slipped away from us.
Like, despite losing the title that year, Livadia have kind of been the dominant team over the last few seasons. Do you feel like they're going to kind of go on a run where they can win the league like 10 years in a row or something? Or do you feel like other teams can compete with them?
For sure, other teams can compete with them, but right now, if I look at the teams, I think bigger percentage of people will give, and for this year, title for Livadia. But like you know, football is just also ups and downs. Maybe in one moment, Livadia will sell all the best players, and they have to play with youngsters. So, like Flora right now does. We never know what will happen in 10 years, but I think next 1 2 years, maybe even three, Levada will be for sure like the first candidate for the first place.
How do you feel? So going into 2024, you've played pretty much nearly every single game in 2023, but then you weren't hardly used. You had a couple of cameo appearances, so to speak. How frustrating is that from going from playing a lot of games to hardly playing at all?
It's very bad feeling for sure, but I don't know what exactly happened. When started preseason 2024, I also got invitation to national team. All was like good, and maybe just because of my injury in Spain, I twisted my ankle. I didn't play football maybe 2 3 weeks. And maybe this type of injury like just killed my confidence. Like preseason, I was very good. I played first matches a lot. I was like Kuro Torres said that yes, all good. You're gonna play and stuff. And then I twisted my ankle, and I lost confidence. I was afraid to twist it again. Then I couldn't do what I did before, like dribblings and stuff, and I lost confidence. And I was like sitting on the bench. Sometimes I wasn't even sitting on the bench. I had to play for U21. So I had already to think about like for going on loan. And I'm lucky that I got this loan to Slovakia.
That kind of helped because Vladimir was there.
Also true, but if not Vladimir, then I still had another option where to go.
Are you allowed to say where you could have gone?
But I would stay in Estonia, this is for sure.
Okay. Do you feel like playing abroad is like it helps your development as well? Is it like a better standard in Slovakia?
It develops a lot, for sure. I got a lot of experience. I think I developed at Slovakia even more than I developed at Livadia because here's new culture. You feel this football atmosphere. Like every person in the team, we have quite young team, so everyone wants to prove himself and to get to DAC first team. And if you compare the leagues, second league of Slovakia and first league of Estonia, I would say the average level in Slovakia will be a little bit higher because every team in the league is quite competitive. There is no like sometimes we have in Estonia that first team wins the 10th team like 5-0, 6-0. That is like quite competitive games all the time. But if we take Levadia, Paide, Nomekalju, they will probably be like top three, top four in our league here in Slovakia.
What's it like playing under Vladimir?
If you talk about like a family member, then it's a little bit at the same time strange, and at the same time it's like comfortable because you know if you have some mistakes, so you can ask like a brother, like what to do better and this stuff. Because usually, if you speak to a normal coach, they can say like, "Ah, go, don't answer the question like correctly and stuff." But the brother will be honest with you and this. Yes, also I was afraid when I came to the team that teammates will think, he brings his brother, he will play like shit. Why they do this and stuff? But at this team, I don't know, but everyone like a friend. We speak a lot to each other. We have a good atmosphere in the dressing room. And if we take like Vladimir as a coach, then I would say he's a very talented and very good coach. And I hope in 10 years he can reach like a lot of stuff. He's doing a great job. Everyone in the club, also teammates, are satisfied with his job. And yes, I hope that in 10 years he can be in some good club and good league.
Do you feel like sometimes when he, if he like puts you on the bench, you'll like go up to him and be like, "Come on, man! Like, what's going on? Like, I'm your brother."
Luckily, there wasn't like these situations, but maybe in training sometimes he can do like, "Come on, what are you doing?" and this stuff. But on the match, usually he gives opportunity to focus on yourself and just to prove.
He's a good guy. We spoke to him a couple of times, and he's.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, we found him really nice and probably one of the nicest we've spoke to actually. So how are you finding Slovakia?
Yes, if you talk about like football atmosphere and this stuff, I really like it here because on the matches it comes the same amount of people like in Estonia, maybe 300 to 500 people, but because stadiums are smaller, like Kadriorg of Kalev, then you feel this like that people are on the tribune and they want to support the team. I live in small city called Dunajska. Here is like 20,000 people. Here are also a lot of gypsies, so little bit poor city. But for me, nothing more. I just train 1 to 2 times per day. Cook my food, rest a lot, recover, and for me, that's the day. Nothing else I can do. So it goes very fast.
You like thought about what happens after this loan spell? Like, do you know like what's going to happen? Like, is there a chance to stay there permanently, or do you go back to Levadia, go somewhere else? Like, any plans for that yet?
Yes, I've already been thinking about that. Right now, it's quite complicated. Because if I want to stay, then the club needs to pay for me the money. And it's very difficult to say because, like, from one point, they could think, why we need Estonian guy here in our team if we have local youngsters who can play even better, maybe, and sometimes. But to this point, I've been like playing good. I hope that second half of the season I'll play more. Like I will play better, and so maybe I have a chance to get to the first team of DAC and stay here. But if nothing this happens, I have a choice to come back to Estonia all the time, and my contract with Levada is still till the end of this year.
Would you be happy to go back to Levadia, or would you prefer to be abroad?
Of course, it's good to be all the time abroad. In Europe, it's easier to move from one club to another. But if I come to Estonia, there is like no other options for me. I would like also to see Levadia players and stuff, like little bit miss this. But the longer I stay abroad, that's better for me as a player.
Spoke with Kevel Palamutz and we asked him how far does he think he can go, and he was very realistic. Like, he kind of like a career like Carroll Metz, where you gradually improve. Do you feel like you could have a career like that as well? Do you have like expectations on yourself?
I cannot say that I have feeling. I would like also this type of career. I always look forward. It's my goal to get in top five leagues. But if I get to play also in Belgium, I don't know, Netherlands, Denmark, like this type of leagues, maybe Hungary, Czech Republic, then also I would be satisfied because this good level of football. But yes, I would say the same for Kevin Parliaments. If I go also step by step like this, then everything can happen. Like for example, right now Kusanov, if hurt this center back, in 1.5 year from Belarus, he goes to Manchester City. This is something crazy.
Let's talk about playing for Estonia. How did it feel to represent your country?
Course, I'm proud to represent. I'm proud that I made to this. I'm glad that coach trusted me. At that time was Thomas Häberli. It was very strange that my first call up was in 2023 at the start of the year. I wasn't expecting that because I had only 8 matches in Premier League, and how I could show my quality and get there, it was like very strange. But I was really happy for that.
So I'll be honest, when you first got called up, we were a bit kind of like, okay. So how did you find out about the call up? Like, because obviously you said you only played 8 games. Like, for you, it was like a bit of a shock as well, maybe. Like, did you like have any idea that you were going to get called up?
No. We had at the end of 2022 some national games with U21. We played Baltic Cup, and then we had the rest. And then I got email like you are in the how to say in the first group of invitations, so not all players can fit in the last team. And at first time I thought it's like fake information. I couldn't believe that. At this time, I could get invitation, but final call when they sent another email, I wasn't there, so I was like, okay, good. But then someone got sick or someone got injured. I don't remember really, and they took me there, so it was like very nervous, but at the same time, very exciting moment.
Good job you checked your emails then, because how optimistic are you with the national team, like for the future, with like the young players? Obviously, you got Patrick Crystal, who's just kind of just blew up and gone to Germany, and other youth players currently playing in Estonia. You know, you got like Jeppe at Paide and Valiant at Flora. How optimistic do you feel for the future?
I feel that from each year, Estonian national team gets better and better, and I hope that my age, a little bit younger guys, maybe a little bit older, when we complete the squad, it will be like a good squad of Estonian national team. So I think that one day Estonian national team in the closest future will make it to the Euro or show something big.
The question that we ask everyone is, how do you think overall Estonian football can be improved? Like, what needs to change for Estonia, like for teams to continuously get into like European group stages and make players want to come play in the league and like all this stuff?
So we talk about only Estonian league, yes, not like Estonian national team.
Both.
Both.
Just Estonian football in general.
For me, it's easier question to answer about national team because it's obvious the more players playing abroad, the better level it grows in national team. Right now, we have like step by step more and more players in Europe, so it's very good. It's also good for Jürgen Hamm to break his head to choose the players. So yes, if the more players plays in top league like Karol Metz, Karl Jakobsen, or right now Patrick Kristo also in a good club, if we grow the level, if youngsters want to prove themselves, if they want to show the level, they need to get abroad as faster as they can. Like this, it will be growing the level of a strong national team and we'll get results. But if you talk about Estonian league, it would be good if we had all teams in the league like Levadia, Paide and Nome Kalev, but we cannot right now just in 1 second to change everything. It goes everything step by step. But I cannot answer exactly what association of Estonian football needs to do for that, but everything is possible. Like right now, Faroe Islands, I don't know, but last year they did a very good job in the qualifications rounds. They got like a good results. They went to the fourth round or third or something like, and not only one team, but many of them. So I cannot say exactly what they need to do for this.
I think that answers our questions. So if we move on to quick fire questions, so we 10 questions for you. First thing comes to your head, fire away. All right. So the first question we have is, who is the best player that you have ever played with?
Here I need a second to think. I cannot like straightly to answer the best player. In the national team, I think it would be Konstantin Vasiliev. Because we know his level, how he plays. Like his experience helped a lot, and it's very comfortable to play with him because he likes to control the ball and to just play simple. Like, yes, I think maybe Konstantin Vasiliev was one of the best players with whom I played.
Who is the best player you have played against?
If you take from the level, I would say Bergvall. I think his surname is like this, the guy who played in Tottenham, who plays in Tottenham right now.
Nice.
Yes, I think him.
Who do you think is the best player in the world?
Right now, I would say Yamal, right now.
Fair enough,
Nice.
Would you rather play in the World Cup final or the Champions League final?
World Cup final.
Yeah, nice. And the 90th minute winner as well.
For sure, from free kick.
Oh yeah. Absolute scenes. Yeah. If you were to be transformed into an animal, what would it be and why?
I think cheetah, because I'm very slow on the pitch. I run with parachute.
Nice. Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Like to be in present, but if to choose between these two stuff, I think better in future.
Reason why?
Just curious about what will happen, and just I don't want to change the past or see what happened. It's all the time interesting what will be next, so you can like make one step forward to know.
Would you choose as your last meal on Earth?
I think pasta carbonara. Everywhere where I go, only this.
Nice.
Yeah,
Same.
nice. No risk, no stress.
How much does the amount of traffic affect your mood?
Traffic?
Yeah.
Like traffic, you mean cars and this stuff, or?
Yeah.
Like when I lived in Estonia, you cannot say there was much traffic, like if you compare to bigger countries. So nothing. If you're just in the traffic, you listen to a podcast or to the music. So I'm like a calm person. For me, it doesn't matter. But if I'm in hurry for training, then punishment, maybe 50 euros, so it's not good.
What is your worst habit?
Worst habit. I would say right now, mobile phone. One time I see it, this TikTok, this is like, try to get rid of this.
You think they need to ban it everywhere?
Not like this, but it just makes your mind slower and your intelligence just doesn't develop from this.
And the last question is, do you have a favorite word?
Favorite word. I would not be like Michelangelo with this bloody wanker, but favorite word. I think Russian word, blade. I don't know. It suits everywhere.
Yeah,
Familiar
familiar with the
with
word, yeah. Yeah,
it.
nice. Yeah, so fair enough. Yeah, so thank you for coming on and so early as well. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation. I was glad to speak with you.
Yeah,
No,
thank you
thanks
very
a lot.
much. Good luck for the rest of the season. And yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on with whatever you decide to do afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope it went good.